Today's daf is Becharos daf Chav Zayin. We left off at the two dots in daf Chav Vav and Beis. We started a new parak yesterday, the fourth parak of Maseches Becharos, and the Mishnah discussed at the beginning of the fourth parak how long Yisrael has a responsibility to take care of the Bechar prior to giving it to a Kohen, to feed it and take care of it. And the Gemara had darshan from Pesukim how we know that it is that for a Behema Daka, according to the Tanakhama, it's 30 days, and a Behema Gasa it's 50 days, and according to Rabbi Yossi, a Behema Daka is actually longer than a Behema Gasa, that it's 3 months, but that's the basic halacha that we've been discussing. So the Mishnah had said that imam lo akoin betoch hazman teneuli hareza lo yitemo, that if the Kohen says within the zman that you're still supposed to be taking care of it, the Kohen says, give it to me, the halacha is that you're not supposed to give it to him. So what's wrong with giving it to him? I mean, you have a responsibility to take care of it during that time, but what's the isser if the Kohen is interested in taking care of it himself, if the Kohen is willing to take care of it himself? So says Gemara, my time, what's the problem? What's the reason? It looks like a situation where a Kohen is helping out, is working for you in the Beis HaGranos. The halacha is that if a Kohen is working for you on the Beis HaGranos, on the threshing floor, you're not allowed to give him your truma. The truma that you would give is cannot go to him, because it will look like you're paying him for his services. And that is also, you're not allowed to give him the truma as payment for his services. It's supposed to be given to him directly as that which he's entitled to, without having to work for it. So this also, if the guy is going to take care of the animal, so then it's payment for his services. It looks like you're paying him for the services of taking care of the animal. So much so, looks so much like that the Reishis Pikurim asked the question, why does the Gemara say that you're not allowed to give it to a Kohen? Because it's nira ki Kohen ha-Mesayeh b'Beis HaGranos, it's Mesayeh Mamish. He's actually feeding your animal, so he's actually doing something for you. He is working for you if he takes the animal early. So that's not only nira ki Mesayeh b'Beis HaGranos, the Gemara should have said, it is Mamish Mesayeh b'Beis HaGranos. So the Reishis Pikurim says, now maybe you could say that it's not Hanoah Mamish, because the Hanoah never comes directly to you. He's being Zan, your behemoth. He's feeding an animal that you're responsible to feed. The halacha is that if someone goes to Medina Siam, Uba Chavero, Vizanas Ishto, and someone else comes, and while the person is away, feeds the person's wife, supports the person's wife, so the Gemara paskins la halacha in Mesech Ksubis and Dafkov Zayin, that it's Hiniach Ma'osav al Keren Atzvi, that he just left his money somewhere, meaning there's no absolute chiyuv to reimburse him for what he paid. So it's not considered direct hana'ah. And even if you're going to say that that's only by Eshas Chavero, but by Behemas Chavero, it is considered hana'ah, says the Reishis Pikurim. Over here, maybe even by Behemoth's Chaver, it's not considered Hana'ah that reaches the hands of the Bailim, because you could say that this isn't my Behemoth, it's Behemoth's Hegdish. So it's Hana'ah for the Shevet HaKohanim. So it turns out that if it's Hana'ah for the Shevet HaKohanim, probably we could have found many donors who'd be willing to support this animal, to do this great mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't look so much like it's not so much like a Misayeya, but meaning it's not Misayeya Mamish, but it's like Misayeya. So that's the reason that you're not allowed to give it to the Kohen early. So it says Martin Rabban, we have a braisa, Hakonim Valvim Vanim Amsayim Besaroim, Ube Besagranos, Ube Besamit Bechayim, if you have Kohanim Levim and Anim, who help out in the various areas. And the Besaroim, where the animals are, so that's Dafka going in Kohanim, where there's a din of Bechoros, there's no din of Bechoros for Anim and Levim. Ube Besagranos, that part could be going on anybody, Rashi says. Akulukai, Kohanim, you give Trumos by the Besagranos, Levim, you give Meiser Rishon, Anim, you give Meiser Ani. So any of them that help out by the Beis HaGranos, Ube Beis HaMitbachayim, or by the butcher shop, which again is going Dafkan Kohanim, because only by the Kohen is the only one who gets anything by the butcher shop, the Zerah L'Chayim Mekeva, the Matnos Kahuna. But so in any of those cases, Einoslam Truma Meiser B'scharan, if they're helping out and they're working for you, you're not allowed to give them the Trumas and Meisros as their payment for helping out and for working for you. Vim Osin Kein Chilulo, and if you did that, then it's Mechalel the Matanos. They don't have a din of the Matnos Kuhuna. You're gonna have to give separately the Matnos Kuhuna, the Meiser Rishon, or the Meiser Ani. Now it's interesting, the Gemara includes Meiser Ani In this list over here, the Chasam Sofer Maseches Nedarim on Daf Pehei Amud Aleph writes that he thinks the Rambam must have had a different girsa. The Rambam didn't have the girsa of Meiser Ani because he leaves out this whole issue of an Ani Hamasayeya Bebeis Agronos. He doesn't mention ever the idea that an Ani helping out Bebeis Agronos that you're not allowed to give him Meiser Ani. And it seems that the Gemara, it seems from the Hemshech of the Gemara that Meiser Ani may not have been in the original girsa because the Gemara is going to bring Shachasam Bris Levi and the Pasuk Ves Kachi B'nei Yisrael Lo Sechalalu V'lo Samusu, which Bris Levi and Chilul are only Shaykh and Trumas and Maestros, not Maeserani. Aniyim, there's no Chilul of the Kedusha, there's no Hashchasas HaBris, there is no Bris, there is no Kedusha. It's a din, you give Maeserani. But any of the Pasukim that the Gemara is going to be quoting have absolutely nothing to do with Maeserani. So it could be that the Rambam didn't have this entire girsa of Maeserani, he just included the Kohen and the Levi in his girsa. But either way, but it's considered to be mechulal. It's not, you're not allowed to give them if they're your matanos, if they're helping out, because it looks like you're paying them for their work. And that's what the pasuk is referring to when the pasuk says that when the pasuk says shichatem bris halevi va'omer, and the pasuk also says veskatche b'nei yisrael lo sechalalu v'lo samusu, that it's considered a form of chilul. So my va'omer, why do I need a second pasuk? I got the point the first time. So v'chitema misa lo, if you're going to say no from the first pasuk, you don't see that it's something that warrants misa. So Tashma veskatche b'nei yisrael lo sechalalu v'lo samusu. That's why it has to have a second pasuk. It tells me that it warrants misa. Really, chayv misa if you give a kohen a misaya based on granos, some chayv misa. So Tos says nah, not really. V'chitema misa lo tamalomar. He says lav dafka de lo chashul perikelin and srafin. In Mesech Sanhedrin we list off all the people who are chayv the various misos, and this one doesn't really make it onto any of the lists. Ba'de elishav misa ela karavu la'avon misa. What we mean to say, it's a little bit of a guzma. We mean to say that it's karavu la'avon misa. It's like an avon misa. A lot of times in Shas we'll say something like that. A Talmud Chacham ayotze b'rivav al bigdo is chayv misa, or something. The Gemara will say that a Talmud Chacham walks out with a stain on his clothing. Is he really chayv misa? And Beis Din is going to kill him? Of course not. No, it means that it's something very bad. And b'lashon guzma we say that it has it's associated with misa. Fine. Ubikshu chacham lekonsan v'lios marfrishin alein truma. The girsa in the side is mishalahen, and the chum wanted to make an extra knas that you have to take truma again from your own stuff. Meaning, when you give truma to a kohen, a maseya bes agranos, it's so bad that the chum wanted to say that it shouldn't count, and you should have to give truma again. The chum wanted to say that, but they held back and they didn't say that. Why not? Umnei mal lo konsum. Why didn't they make such a knas? Sounds like a good idea. Dilma asila frushe min apater alachiyuv, because we were afraid that people were going to come to me mafrish from that which is putter from trumos to cover that which is chayiv in trumos. How's that going to happen? So Rashi explains: the shem yuhulam shnei se'in echad shel tevel gomer ve'echad shuhufrash mimenu l'kohen. Maybe they're going to have two se'in, one that's real tevel and one that they wanted to give that they gave to the kohen hamisayeh besagranos l'kohen hamisayeh v'yamrit le'dahadra v'lifrosh mina. So if you're going to tell people, guess what you gave to the kohen before doesn't count. You have to be mafrish mechadash mishum kenasa because of a special kenas. Savor balabais tevel gomerhu umafrish mimena ala diidach. So the balabais is going to think what he gave to the kohen wasn't truma at all. It's complete tevel, and therefore he's going to use that and be mafrish from that same produce again to cover the other stuff, to cover other stuff that wasn't covered with the first hafrasha. V'iptur midaraisa, but really it's patur midaraisa, meaning not the same produce he already gave to the kohen. But he gave to the kohen from the first sa'ah, let's say, to cover the first sa'ah, and now he has a new sa'ah that's also tevel that he wants to cover. So he's going to think that everything he's got that he still has in his possession is tevel because the first nisina struma didn't count. So he's going to take from the first sa'ah, which was already really covered, midal raisa, and he's going to be mafresh truma from that. But that's no good. You can't be mafresh truma from that which already had truma taken from it to cover produce that did not have truma taken from it. So he's going to be mafresh mina patar alach. But in all these cases, even though you're not allowed to have a kohen and maseya based on granos, there is a concept of tovas hana lebailim, that whatever little benefit you can get from choosing to give to a certain kohen, that he is entitled to. Ketzad, how does that work? What's the din of tovas hana? Yisrael shehifrish truma mikiryo. V'Yisrael is mafresh truma from his kri, umatzo Yisrael acher, va'amr lo halacha sela zeh tenei leben biti kohen. And another Yisrael comes over to him and says, here, take this sela, a small amount of money, on the condition that you give all your truma to my grandson who happens to be a kohen. Meaning my daughter is not a kohenus, obviously she's married to me, I mean she's my daughter and I'm a Yisrael, but she married a kohen and her son is a kohen. So to take care of my grandson, I want you to give your trumas to my grandson as a kohen for this sah. So mutter, that's perfectly permissible. Im haya kohen, the kohen aser. But if the Zaydi was a Kohen, and he was saying, here's the Sela I want you to give to my grandson as a Kohen, then it's going to be Aser. V'tana maitai meloka amar matnos kuhuna. So one second, we said that if he's mafrish truma mikirio, umatzo Yisrael acher. Why don't we say matnos kuhuna in general? Why are we dafka emphasizing if he's mafrish truma? Why not all matnos kuhuna? So amalcha, truma de kedush sagufi, truma is different than the other matnos kuhuna. Truma has inherent Kedusha. The kivin de lo mischala lo asi the mitiba. Since truma can never become mechulal, you can't be mechalal the truma, so no one's going to come to make any sort of mistake. That's why the tovas hana'a is going to be permissible, since it has kedusha guf, everyone realizes that it's not going to become chulin, and people know that this kohen, that whose grandfather gave the sela, no one's gonna treat the truma like chulin now and think that it was mechulal on that sela, because you can't be mechalal truma so easily. But other matnos kuhuna like bechor, kiven de kedushas damim ninhu asi the mitibahon. Since it's only kedushas damim and only has monetary kedusha, so you'll come to make such a mistake and think that that payment is actually mechalal the kedusha. Savar de mischal kedusha sayu arba zuzei. You're gonna think that the kedusha was mechulal on the four zuz that the zaydi gave vasa leminig ben minig de chulin, and you'll come to treat it like chulin. Is that true? Bechor only has kedusha as damim. Bechor is a korban. It's kedusha saguf. No. So says Rashi. Avalhani matnos to bechor the kedusha damnin who dim ratza koyin limchor basar bechor uzrael lechayim akeva mochron the Israel. It's part of the korban. But then if he wants to sell the meat of the Bechor, he's allowed to sell it to Yisrael. V'sulo b'yilei l'Yisrael l'mechlinu b'tzliya b'chardel. And in that situation, the Yisrael does not have to treat it with like carbon meat, which needs to be eaten b'tzliya b'chardel in the most respectful possible manner. K'yechi David Kohen, hilkach asi hai Kohen l'miti b'hon v'savar kivin de b'nei kinyan in hu t'ezchil k'dushasayu arba zuzei. The Kohen is going to think that since it's something that he was able to sell to Yisrael, and Yisrael doesn't have to treat with the special kedusha, so he's going to think that it becomes mechulal on the money that the grandfather of this kohen gave. So that's the expression. Now, why does it say bekulan? It says the halacha is bekulan. So it says Rashi v'haid denakad bekulan hachikamar ubekulan atrumas v'maisros yesh ben tovasana. Meaning the last three words on chavav and beis were ubekulan yesh ben tovasana lebailim. And now we're saying really only by truma. No, not by Bechor. What are you talking about? I thought we said Bekulan. So he said, now Bekulan means Trumos of Maestros have Tovas Hanah, but it doesn't really mean to include everything. It doesn't mean to include Bechor as well in the Bekulan. Now, Rashi's Shita is L'maskana, only Trumos of Maestros have Tovas Hanah L'bailim. Right? That's what we just read in Rashi. That even though it says Bekulan, only Trumos of Maestros actually have Tovas Hanah L'bailim. Bechor and Zoro L'chayayim V'keva, these other matanos, don't have Tovas Hanah L'bailim. Why does it say Bekulan again? It's only talking about Trumos of Maestros, and the chiluk between Trumos of Maestros and the other matanos is a Kedushas Haguf versus Kedushas Damim chiluk. And but that which has Kedushas Haguf, no one's ever going to come to make a mistake and think that it has become chulin. But by Bechor, matnos kuhuna, where there's no kedushas haguf, so the kohen is going to come to think that it's been mischalal, and it's going to be noeg mina chulin. The Marit al Ghazi says that he finds Rashi very dachuk, because at the beginning of the Brice it says the din of trumus of maisos, Bechor u matnos kuhuna, lists them all together. Right? That same Brice that says ube kulan, that by all of them you have to have a sana, listed all four. It listed trumos, maisos, matnos kuhuna, Bechor, all of them. When it spoke about the din of Mesaye Beis Agranos. So why in the end of the Brice, when it says Bekulan, would you automatically assume that it refers only to Trumas and Maestros? So the Merit al-Ghazi says, Lule Divrei Rashi, had it not been for Rashi saying what he said, he would have explained differently, that Be'emes Kulam is going on all of them, that all of them have Tovus and Al-Bailim. But the Tan is explaining that Truma Dafka to teach us that the Tovus Hanah has to be Dafka B'makom She'ef Shalavali De'tos She'neschal La'kedusha. It has to be Dafka in a situation where the way the Tovus Hanah has to be given has to be in a way where no one's going to come to make a mistake and think that you're being Mechalal anything with that Tovus Hanah, like by Truma, where no one will ever come to make such a mistake. So by Bechor Tam, which has Kedusha Saguf, so the Matnos Kuhuna, and also Matnos Kuhuna Shalab Damim, anything that has Kedusha Saguf, where there's no reason that you're going to come to assume that it would ever be Mechulal, so Mela, that would be included in Tovus Hanah L'Bailim. But it's because at what point can he sell it to Yisrael? It's only if it's a Balmum. But if it's not a Balmum, so it's a Karban, he can't just give it to Yisrael. So only then would you make the mistake? So that's how the Merit al-Ghazi says he would have explained. It's interesting, the Rambam in Trumos Perikid Beis, Halacha Chaf, the Rambam writes that Rashi, that a Jew is allowed is a Yisrael is allowed to say to another Yisrael, Halacha Selazuv is saying Truma, O Bechor, the Rambam says that when it comes to Truma or Bechor, you can take Tovus Hanah. And the Pashtus is, the Torah points out, it's Mefurish against the Gemara. The Gemara says it's only by Trumas and Maestros they have Tovus Hanah L'Bailim, right? Certainly the way we understand Pashtus Pshat in this Gemara, by Bechor, there's no Tovus Hanah L'Bailim because someone could come to make a mistake. So the Beis Yosef has this elaborate explanation that the Rambam learns this whole Sugya is only going within a Shitas Beis Shammai somewhere, but really, according to the way we would paskin, this whole sugya is shaloka halacha. Unbelievable chiddush to understand this whole sugya in an entirely different way. This is Yerodeh Simon Shin Lamed Aleph. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the status of Trumas Chutzala Aretz. So what in the world Trumas Chutzla Aretz? We always assume Truma is a din that applies only in Eretz Yisrael. So in fact, the Rambam at the very beginning of Hilchos Trumas, Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes that Trumas Amaisos are Eina Noagin Min HaTorah Ella the Eretz Yisrael. Bein b'fnei abayis, bein shlo b'fnei abayis. It's a mitzvah tuluya ba'aretz. It's only knowing in Eretz Yisrael whether there's a Beis HaMikdash or no Beis HaMikdash. But then the Rambam adds, Unaviyah miskinu shiunogos afilu be'eretz shinar, mipnei shiismuch le'eretz Yisrael, that the Neviyim were misakein that it should apply in Eretz Shinar as well, which is samuch to Eretz Yisrael. Rov Yisrael holchin v'shavin sham. And most people who live in Israel are constantly traveling back and forth from Eretz Shinar and back. And that was the Tekanas Neviim. And then Vachamar Rishonim Iskinu Shunogos Af Beretz Mitzrayim Beretz Amun Umoav Mneishen Svivos Laretz Yisrael. And then the later Chachamar Rishonim after the Neviim came along and said that it should apply also to Eretz Mitzrayim Eretz Amun Umoav, those areas that are surrounding Eretz Yisrael. Tosas Mesech Zavodah Zara Daf Nun Tes and the Tur in Yerodeh Simen Shalom Adalv, right, that the Neviim were goes there only on Bavel, because Rov Yisrael were holchem v'shavim misham. They didn't use the Lashon of Eretz Shinar. That Dafka Bavel, because Nebuchadnezzar was sent us all into Galus, sent Rov Yisrael into Galus and Bavel, and then when we came back from Galus Bavel, many of us remained. So, but others Mekomos HaSmuchim, they were never gozer. The Ram seems to assume all the Mekomos HaSmuchim were included in the Gezerah. So the Radvaz writes on that Rambam, that according to the Rambam, they were only gozer on these four Aratzos though, because that's where Harbe Yisrael were Yosh. Even Bavel, Amon, Moav, Eretz Shinar, but Shar Ratzos Hasmuchos Laretz, like Edom, where there was not a significant Jewish yeshuv in those lands, so there's no chiyuv of Trumas Maestros, even Midraban in those other places, and even if later on many Jews settled there, wouldn't make a difference. We don't add to Gzeros of Chazal. That's how the Radvaz understands the Shitas HaRambam. We would never add to the Gzeros of Chazal. Chaznish quotes Rishonim that say that in Chutz Laretz we know Trumas Maestro only on Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. Peros Ilan, there's no Trumas Chutz Laretz anyway, because Trumas Midaraisa anyway is only on Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. Even in Eretz Yisrael, so they only made the Gzer of Trumas Chutz Laretz at all on Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. So there is a sefer called Derech Emuna that Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote, where Reb Chaim Kanievsky sort of wrote a Mishnah Brura type of sefer on Zra'im. on Zrayim related issues. Only, you know, there aren't too many people that could have written this Sefer. So Rav Chaim collects a whole group of Rishonim that discuss this issue of where exactly outside of Eretz Yisrael is there a din of Trumos and Maestros outside of Eretz Yisrael. And he says that Rov Rishonim assume that Kol Mekomos HaSmuch on Eretz Yisrael are Chayiv and Trumos and Maestros, not only the four that the Rambam identifies. He says, I understand that's the Rambam's Shita, and that's fine, and it's the Shita of some other Rishonim as well, but he says the Rov Rishonim assume not that way. And in the Tzion HaHalacha, which I guess is the parallel to the Shara Tzion on the bottom in Derech Amuna, he writes that Tosos Riach Chassid and Brachos writes that the reason that our minig is that we don't we're not mafresh Trumas Maisos anywhere in Chutz La'aretz is because we're so mechon on what the Yerushalmi says at the end of Challah, that Bo Harubim Bitlum, that there, at some point they were mevatel this Gezerah. And the Gra in Yerodea Simon Shin Lamed Alf Sivkat and Beis says, what do you mean we come and mevatel this Gezerah? The Amorayim in our Gemara in Becharetz Chav Zayin still had this Gezerah of Trumas Chutz La'aretz. How can we come be mevatel this Gezerah? Meaning we could just say, oh, don't worry, it's only a minute chasidus, it's a lemaisa, we're not noeg bismanazah. What do you mean in the Amorayim they were still noeg? So where do we come off being mevatel? So he quotes Rabbeinu Snaipshitz in the Crazy Placey, that Mestam, when they made the Gezerah, was al Tanai. That they built in a Tanai that if ever people wanted to come, even though normally you need a Beis and Gadol B'Chacham minion to be Mevatel, but they built in a Tanai that if ever anyone wanted to be Mevatel, we have the ability to be Mevatel. And he quotes the Tshuvas Rav Tzemach Kohn, a different reason, that Bezman HaMoraim, there was still no Ektid Chulin B'Tara in Bavel. So even though it's the Bavel itself is Tamei, Mishom Eretz HaAmim, but there was still no Ektid Chulin B'Tara. Once we stopped eating Chulin B'Tara, Mela we stopped being Marfish Trumas HaMaisros, because everything would be eaten Betuma. So that's where he felt that it all broke down. And he said if that's the case, then the Gros Kasha is not a Kasha, because that then you understand the difference between the times of the Amorayim and later on. And then he says in Tosos Maisa Rav, I didn't look it up, but in the Maisa Rav, which is the Anhagas of the Gra, in the Tosos Maisa Rav, Simon Kuv Vav, Isa, Shagra Karakarka, Vizara Sham Chitim Lamatzos, the Gra acquired a piece of land, planted wheat to make matzos, Ukshakatram, Hifrish Maiser. And when he was of the wheat, he was mafresh meiser. So he says, "Ima meiser nechona." If that's actually true, which is interesting that he's questioning the Tosfos Meiser Rav, he says, "If that's actually true, mashma da gras svira lekadas mixas rishonim de bekol chutz laaretz nog trumas meisos midrabanan." That the gra held like the minority view in rishonim. That's not only Yaratz smuchos, not only Eretz Shinar and Amon and Moav and Bavel. It's in all of chutz laaretz in Vilna. That in Vilna you have to be nog trumas meisos midrabanan. And he says there are some shittos that way, but certainly we are not knowing that at all. That does not seem to be our minute. He says Amidas Chasidus. Okay, good, fine. That is the comment of the Derech Amun of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Says Gemara. So Amar Ravel, what about Trumas Chutz Laretz? Trumas Chutz Laretz ain b'mishum koin emesaye beis agronos. You don't have the isser of koin emesaye beis agronos by Trumas Chutz Laretz. All things Rabbanon anyway. Koin emesaye beis agronos. You can give him your truma. And Trumas Chutz Laretz. Rav Chama Haviyav Le L'Shamei. Rav Chama gave to his shamash, who was serving him and working for him, his Trumas Chutz Laretz. So you see that he had such a, he wasn't so concerned about the fact that it was Trumas Chutz Laretz, that it was Kohen Yimsei Beis Agronos, since it's only Trumas Chutz Laretz. So some of the Achronim ask, that, wait a second, there's a halacha, you're not allowed to be Mishtamish B'Kohen without paying him. So he had this shamash who worked for him, who was like his servant, it sounds like, and how was he able to be Mishtamish with a Kohen? The guy was a Kohen, he was giving him his trumas. So he says, and the Minchas Pisim says, and don't say that he paid him, that he was a paid worker, because if that's the case, what's the chiddush that he gave him the truma, and he wasn't worried about Kohen Mesei Beis Agronos? If he worked for his payment, obviously it's not a problem with Kohen Mesei Beis Agronos. The guy's getting paid for his work, so it's not a problem of that it looks like you're giving him the truma for his payment. He's getting paid for his payment. He's actually getting a paycheck. So the Tshuvas Nishal David in Birei Adaf, he quotes Tshuvas Nishal David that a Talmud Chacham like Rav Chama is allowed to be Mishtamish B'Kohen because Gadol Shimush Yosser Milimudo, that the idea of Shimush Talmid Chacham is a very important concept, and therefore it's beneficial for the Kohen to be Mishtamish Talmid Chacham. In Ginas Egos, Mori Rabbi Rav Shechter and Simon Nun Beis in Ginas Egos, Ozvav points out that there's a Agos Mordechai in Maseches Gittin quoted in the Taz and Aruchaim in Simon Kov Chav Ches, where it tells a Maisa of a kohen that was yotzak mayim al yedei Rabbeinu Tam. There was a kohen that would wash Rabbeinu Tam's hands, and one of the talmidim of Rabbeinu Tam says, Rebbe, how could you do this? It's beferish in Yerushalmi hamishtamish bekuna reza ma'al. It's nisr mi'ila to be mishtamish in a kohen. So Rabbeinu Tam says there's no kedusha bizman hazeh, because bizman shebigdeyam aleim kedushasim aleim ain bigdeyam aleim ain kedushasim aleim. So there's no problem. So he asks, wait a second, we do lots of things that reflect a certain kedushas kuna. We give him the first aliyah, we let him lead benching. What do you mean? There's no kedusha whatsoever bizman hazeh? So Shachter quotes from the Rav that the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is as follows: the lashon Yerushalmi hamishtamish bekuna ma'al. Why ma'al? It should have said asur lishtamish bekuna. Why does Yerushalmi dafka use such an expression? It's me'ila to be mishtamish in a kohen. So he says maybe there are tzvei dinim in kedushas kuhuna. Number one, there's kedushas kuhuna begvulin, outside of the mikdash, that asurs a kohen from marrying a grusha, allows a kohen to eat truma, mechayiv everybody to be mechabid the kohen, give him the first aliyah, things like that. And then there's a separate din of kedushas kuhuna that only applies in the mikdash, that allows the kohen to do avoda, and that's the din in the Gemara that mechusar begadim, that's mishamish is chayiv misa bidei shemayim, because bizman she'ein bigdeyam aleim ein kuhunasim aleim, that he has a din of a zar, not a total zar. When he's not wearing his bigdei kuhuna, he's not allowed to marry a grusha. It's pashut that he's not allowed to marry a grusha when he's not wearing bigdei kuhuna. No, it means that in regards to the kedushas kuhuna b'mikdash, he doesn't have that kedushas kuhuna when he's not wearing his begadim. So that's the din. So if that's the case, that's what Rabbeinu Tam meant to say, maybe. That the Rishalmi says that the isser of being mishamesh in a kohen hareze ma'al means that it's a reflection of the kedushas kuhuna b'migdash. So Rabbeinu Tam says that isser only applies b'migdash, only applies b'zman shebigdeyam aleihem. But in terms of the other kedusha of the kohen, that he's not allowed to marry a grusha and that you have to be mechabidim and all that, that applies even begvulin. So that's why the kasha of the Talmud, Rabbeinu Tam, is not a kasha. All other sorts of kedusha and kibud, we still do, because the chi of kibud is enough to just have kedushas kuna begvulin. That is how Rav Salvechik explained that din. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Shmuel, trumas chutz la'aretz betel barov. Trumas chutz la'aretz is batel barov. That there's a din bitul barov, and truma normally in order truma is ola b'meya. You need it to be batel in 100. But truma chutzlar, it's only din drabanan. It's batel barov. The Rashi over here says, and once it's batel barov, even a zar is allowed to eat it. Tosos over here disagrees. Says no, a zar is not allowed to eat it. Only a kohen is allowed to eat it. But a kohen is allowed to eat it. Be made tumaso. In that sense, it helps that it's batel barov. The Rashba Nivama says that truma and chalas chutz laretz, even though it's batel barov, you're not allowed to be mevatel l'chadchila. Just like there's din by all yisurim that you're not allowed to be mevatel in isur l'chadchila. When our Gemara says that truma chutz laretz is betel barov, it means if it got mixed in, then it's batel barov. But not that that you don't need meya. But not that you're allowed to dafka be mevatel barov. So Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emuna says that doesn't sound that way from the hemshech of our Gemara, because when we see in our Gemara, it's sounds like someone is mevatel barov lechatchila. In fact, the Beis Yosef says we'll leave out the Beis Yosef. Says the Gemara. Let's see what the Gemara says. Rabba mevatel barov. Rabba was a kohen, was mevatel barov. So it sounds like he did it lechatchila. Va'ochel b'yimei tumaso, and he would eat it b'yimei tumaso. That's why Tosa says it's dafka a din. The din bittel is dafka a din that a kohen is going to be allowed to eat it b'yimei tumaso. It's not a din that a zar is allowed to eat it. The point is that Rabba, who was a kohen, was allowed to eat it b'yimei tumaso. Now Rav Huna, b'rei Rav Yeshua, ki mitrim milei chamra de truma. When you would take off wine of truma, have a rami trei nitli de chulin v'chada natla de truma. He would try to make sure that it was in a ratio of two chulin to one truma v'shakil chad mikan ve'elach, and then he would then it was batel, then he would take it and eat it mikan ve'elach rami chad v'shakil chada. And then once he had that original bittel of a 2-to-1 ratio, he would always take one out and then put another one of truma in. He wouldn't constantly require a 2-to-1 ratio. It sounds like that the first time there's bittel, the whole thing becomes chulin, that it's iser nepach lios heter, the whole thing becomes chulin. And then after that, he would take out one measure. He'd have two measures left in there, and he would put in another measure of truma, because that was also batel chad betray. Now, the implication of the Gemara is that this bittel barov is not a simple rov. that in order to be mevatel, you need a 2-to-1 ratio. Right? When we say chad betray batel, so the discussion in the achronim, is that literally you need 2-to-1 ratio, 66% to 33%? Or is it, no, it just means, it's just a fancy way of saying bitl brov. So Rabbeinu Avram and Ahar and Yavamah says that it's not good enough to just have a rov, you need dafka chad betray, you dafka need a 2-to-1 ratio. But the Pri Chadosh in Yardei and Simon Kuf Tes writes that any time that we don't have shishim and there's a din of bitl brov, it never is a din of chad betray. It's always a din of just rov, that's all you need. So the Chikrei Lev wonders, how could the Pri Chadosh say that? Over here in our Gemara it says that it's bitl brov, and then the Gemara gives an example of dafka chad betray, that they were dafka, were more makbid to have chad betray, to have a 2-to-1 ratio. Sounds from our Gemara that there is such a need for a 2-to-1 ratio. Va'omer Shmuel, Trumas Chutz Laretz, Ochel V'Holich Lachach Mafrish. When it comes to Trumas Chutz Laretz, you can eat it and then be mafresh afterwards. You could be mafresh later. So the Rashba writes that according to Shmuel, you could eat and be mafresh afterwards because there's no din of tevel. Meaning there is a chiv hafrasha. The way they made this din derabanan of Trumas Chutz Laretz is that there's a mitzvah hafrasha of Truma, but not that it's tevel prior to the Havrasha. The Rush disagrees. The Rush thinks that it is a din of Tevel, and that for whatever reason, you're allowed to be Ochel V'Holich. So the Taz says in the name of Marivayil that you could eat it and then be Mafrish, because by Yisurim Drabanan, we paskin Yesh Breira. So whatever you're going to take out later, it's Huvar Adavr L'Mafreya that was Truma the entire time. And therefore, it takes away the Yisur Tevel. Meaning, we don't rely on Breira for Dinim Daraisa, but Lahalacha, we do rely on Breira, the Sugi Mesech Tzbeitza, we do rely on Breira for Dinim Darabanan. So even though I'm eating it right now and I have not yet taken Truma, when I take Truma later, it will be a Gloy Milsa L'Mafreya, that what I ate before was the Chulin part of the Tarovis, was not the Truma part. So the Chacham Tzvi in the Tshuva, he wonders about this Taz in the Chacham Tzvi in the Tshuva San Asafos in Siman Tes. He says, the din of Breira is when I say, I'm Korei Shame on something. I say that, let's say I have a tarov, I have a pile of grain, and I say, the grain that I'm going to separate from this pile after Shabbos will be the Truma, and the rest will be the chulin. And then I come to eat it, and I rely that whatever I take away after Shabbos, but I have to be Korei Shame right now. I can't just leave it as Tevel, and treat it as if it's chulin now, and then only be Korei Shame later. So Meich, what's the Taz talking about? Meich, he tastes it, we're relying on Breira. Breira means that I'm being Korei Shame at this moment. Very, very strong, strong kasha. You have to say that it's like a Tanai Beis Din, that there's a Kriyas Shame on it already, or something like that. You have to come up with something very, very shveritaz to understand that this is actually a din of Breira. Va'amar Shmuel says Vayter, Ein Shumas Chutzlaretz Asura, El B'misha Tumah Yotzei Lav Megufo. Shumas Chutzlaretz is only Asur for someone who's Tumah Yotzei Lav Megufo, where the Tumah emanates from his body, like a Zav, something like that, a Nida, V'hani Mili Ba'achila V'Benegiel Eslan Ba. And even that's only for touching it, it's only for eating it, but there's no issue when it comes to touching it. Good. The sheet of the Rambam is any tamei that the tumah yotzei lav megufo, if he's tovel l'tumaso, he's able to eat trumas chutz laretz even without harav shemesh. Even if he doesn't wait for harav shemesh for the sun to set that night, the Ramban disagrees, holds that he needs harav shemesh. Amar Ravina, hilkach nida kotze chala ve'ochala. That's why a nida can be kotze chala. She can break off the chala and eat it. Va'ochala kohen katan. She can't eat it because she's a tumah yotzei lav megufo, but a kohen katan can eat it. Meaning the kohen katan is not a problem because the Kohen Katan is never saw Keri. He's a Katan. He's not a Bal Keri. He doesn't have Tumah Yotzei Lav Megufo. The Lek Kohen Katan, Shakla Beresh Masa, Veshadi B'Tanur. If she doesn't have a Kohen Katan to give it to, so she should take a stick, not touch it directly, remove the challah with a stick, and throw it into the oven. So that way she avoids even having to touch it once she's Korei Shem on it. And then afterwards she should be mafresh another challah from it and let even a Kohen Gadol eat it. Kohen Gadol over here doesn't mean Kohen Gadol, it means a Kohen who's not a Katan, a Kohen who is a Gadol, not the Kohen Gadol. Rav Nachman of Ravram Bar Chama of Kazli Barba. One time Rav Nachman of Ravram Bar Chama, they were going on a boat. Salak Rav Amram Lafnuya. Rav Amram had to go to the bathroom, so that left three rabbis on a boat. So that left Rav Nachman and Rami Bar Chama left sitting there. So Asaya hi itza. Alas Kamayhu Amralahu. So a woman came and asked the Shaila. She said, listen, I have a Shaila, rabbis. Tamei Meis Ma'ushi Yitbal V'yochot Shumus Chutz Laretz. If someone is a Tamei Meis, can it be Tovel and eat Trumas Chutz Laretz. Is that enough to just do Tefillah to eat Trumas Chutz Laretz? So I'm Rav Nachman and Rami Bar Chama. So Rav Nachman said to Rami Bar Chama, what do you mean? What do you mean? There's no actual Tara process for a Tamei Mace nowadays. We don't have Hazah, say, for Paraduma, Bizman Hazah. So if we have no Hazah, so what are you going to require Harav Shemesh for? We're not going to have a whole series of requirements. Yeah, let him be Tovel, that'll be good enough. So Rami Bar Chama says, look, I was interested in answering that question also, but we have to have a little bit of respect. We're not going to be choshish for the covenant of Rav Amram. Rav Amram went to the bathroom. We shouldn't be Mara Hara until he comes back. We should wait to let him weigh in on it as a sign of respect for a gadol like Rav Amram. So while they were having this conversation about how much respect they should have for Rav Amram came back. And he said, yeah, I think that it was correct. What you said, the halacha is correct, that a tamei meis can be ochel v'holich in Trumas Chutz Laretz. But it happens to be, even though Rav Amram felt that way, Rav Bar Chama felt that, or who was the other one? Rav Nachman felt that way. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, the Gemara informs us that we happen to not paskin that way. New statement, we take out the dalit over here. Amar Mazutra Mishmeid Rav Sheshes, Tamei Sheretz, Tovel V'Ochel B'Trumas Chutz Laretz, V'Lasilch Kavasei, that he says that Tamei Sheretz also could just be Tovel and could then eat Trumas Chutz Laretz. But it happens to be we don't paskin like that either. So that is also rejected, Lahalacha. Fine, then we learned in the Mishnah, the next line in the Mishnah was that a Bechor is Nechal Shana B'Shana, that a Bechor has to be eaten within its first year, right? You're not allowed to save it for after its first year. It has to be taken care of. Whatever's going to happen with it has to all be done within its first year of life. So Midkamer Nolad Bo Mum B'Toch Shnaso L'Memra D'L'Shana D'Day Maninan, from the fact that it gives an example of if the Bechor develops a Mum during its first year, sounds like the way we count the year is not a calendar year. It's not that if a Bechor is born now that the year is up on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It sounds like, no, we count his year, his first year of life. That's Lashon Day Manina. If you look at Rashi, Dimnolad HaBechor B'Nisan, Rashi HaLekaimo Ad Nisan Acher, that if he was born in Nisan, so you wait till next Nisan, V'lar Minu Mitishrei Sheshol Mashnas Minyan Olam Shlei Manami Shnas HaBechor, that it's Dafka by Tishrei, that's when the year is going to change for Bechor status. So says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do we know that that's true? How do you know that it gets its own year? Dam Rav Yudam Rav, Dam Akra, Lifnei Hashem Elkecha Tochlenu, Shana Bishana. Ezui Shana Shenichnasas Bechaverta. What's the double expression? Shana Bishana. Sounds like a year that enters into another year. When does one year overlap with another year? That never happens. One year ends, the next year comes. What do you mean? The year overlapping with another year? Haviyomer Shana Shal Bechar. So the year of Bechar is entering into a new year of a calendar year. So that's how you see that he gets to count by his own year. However, Debei Rav Tana, Debei Rav, thought that this pasuk teaches us a different drasha, not about the Bechor getting its own cheshbin in terms of a year, but this is thought to teach us a different drasha, that Shana B'Shana teaches us Yom Echad B'Shana Zu, V'Yom Echad B'Shana Zu, Limer Al Bechor Shnech L'Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. It's coming to tell us how long after you shecht a Bechor, you're allowed to eat it. And it's telling us Shana B'Shana that that one day in a year counts like a Shana, so one day of this year, one day of the next year, and the night in between, that's how much time you have to eat a Bechor after you shecht it. You have 2 days and one night. But nothing to do with how we count the year of a Bechor prior to the Shechita, prior to taking care of it, how we would cheshbin the year. So says the Gemara, okay, so the Bei Rav uses this pasuk to teach us this different drush of 2 days and one night, but then we're stuck to Bei Rav Minalahu. How does the Bei Rav know that when we count the year of a Bechor, that it's his own birth year and not the calendar year? Where does Debei Rav know it from? So Yalfi Mikachim, he learns it out from Kachim. The Kachim Gufayim Minalan. How do I know by Kachim in general, by other all Kachim, that B'nei Shana, when we say Keves is Ben Shanaso, that it means a one-year-old from its birth and not in the calendar year? So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amakra, Keves Ben Shanaso. Shanaso Shalo, V'lo Shana Shal Minyan Olam. It says its year, the Keves in its year, not the Keves in the year. So we see that it's Dafka its year and not the year of Minyan Shal Olam. Fine. But where does Rav know? Now we're going back, not the debate Rav, but Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, the first shita that darshan the pasuk of Shana B'Shana to teach us that we count by the animal's year. So where does he know the other din that after you shecht the bechor, it's only going to be allowed to be eaten for 2 days and one night? Where does he know that from? Nafkalemi ubasarim yelacha kichazat nufa ukshok hayamin hekishra kasav the chaz v'shok shel shlamim, that there's a hekish between a bechor and chaz v'shok of a carbon shlamim. Malalan shnei yam v'layla echad avkan shnei yam v'layla echad, just like over there it's shnei yam v'layla echad, so over here as well it's shnei yam v'layla echad. I got to get to yeshiva, so I'm gonna have to stop a little bit early, but we got done with the daf. Okay, have a great day.